From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The climate summit begins in Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment, telling them progress at a U.N. climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved.
Nearly 200 nations have assembled here this week. A declaration that for all the challenges we face, the growing threat of climate change could define the contours of this century more dramatically than any other.
The summit participants are trying to reach an agreement on measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Mr. Obama voiced regret Monday to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Turkish shootdown of a Russian jet fighter last week. The two leaders met for 30 minutes on the sidelines of the climate summit. The U.S. State Department says it has evidence from its own sources and from Turkey that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syria border last week had violated Turkish airspace. A spokeswoman says Turkey warned the Russian pilots multiple times but received no response. Russia has insisted that the plane never left Syria. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down the jet. He said he hoped Russia would reconsider economic sanctions that President Vladimir Putin announced in response to the incident. The United Nations says overnight attacks on civilians by Ugandan rebels in an eastern border region of the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 24 people dead. The incidents took place in the Beni region. This is VOA News.